Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
How to Survive, Lessons for Everyday Life from the Extreme World, written and read by John Hudson. Introduction. Why do some people survive? If you're going through hell, keep going. Anonymous. On Christmas Eve 1971, a violent thunderstorm raged high above the Peruvian Amazon. Huge black clouds flashed white with lightning over the jungle-covered slopes. Through this churning mass, a small, propeller-driven plane was tossed like a scrap of paper in the surging updrafts. Lanza, Flight 508, en route from Lima to Pucallpa. Inside the plane, the 92 terrified passengers and crew became in turn weightless, then slammed back down into their seats, their belongings raining out of the overhead lockers in pitch darkness. At 12:36 p.m, about halfway into the one-hour journey, all contact with Flight 508 was lost. 11 days later, a 17-year-old girl crawled out of the jungle. She was the only survivor. Her name was Juliana Kupka. She would later describe how she saw one of the engines get struck by lightning and the entire plane being ripped apart in midair by the violence of the storm. That Juliana survived falling for 2 miles without a parachute could be described as miraculous, but the fact she was then able to walk and crawl for 10 days through thick jungle with concussion, deep cuts and a broken collarbone and finally emerged to safety is at least equally incredible. It sounds like something so extreme as to be beyond understanding, and certainly beyond what ordinary people are capable of. But Juliana isn't some kind of superwoman, born different from the rest of us. The fact that she survived was down to a sequence of events and behaviours that allowed her to achieve the seemingly impossible, but which, when understood and applied correctly, are things we can all do in all of our lives. So let's look at what happened. The aspect of the story that certainly isn't repeatable, of course, is surviving the fall. When she came to on the forest floor, apart from the broken collarbone, she had cuts, bumps, bruises and eyes swollen half closed from the force of the impact. No one knows for certain why the fall itself wasn't fatal, but Juliana was seatbelted into a row of 3 seats which spun around like a sycamore seed as it fell, and she was finally slowed in the last few metres by the branches of the tall trees themselves. But once she was down in the jungle, there were any number of wrong steps she could have taken. Can you imagine what that must have been like? Coming to for the first time after drifting in and out of consciousness when your worst fear has come true and you've been sucked out of a plane. A 17-year-old, injured, scared, lying on the floor of the jungle as vultures landed in the treetops around her. She had been belted into a seat next to her mother, but there was no sign of her now. After she'd managed to stand and after searching for her mother for an entire day with no success, she had to decide what to do.